can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 4th day of December, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, men and women, to learn to use a map and compass, learn cross-country navigation. This is a basic fundamental skill that every adult should have, seriously. Right now, it's a matter of you have the time, you can make the effort. To set the cost involved is minimal, almost non-existent. Right, but however, in the future, it could be a matter of life and death to have those skills of using a map, using a compass, and cross-country navigation. So begin that process now, and you'll be very glad that you did. We have patient waiting in agreement with my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Mondays, we talk about firearms. Anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, the gun culture, firearms laws, and so forth. Good morning, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Are you there? Okay. It appears that Jimmy is not there. Maybe he'll join us soon. I was reading this morning that the civilian marksmanship program is incrementally getting closer to having 1911 45 caliber pistols available for sale. This has been in the works for several years, and you need to educate yourself on this. They're going to release and sell 10,000 1911 45 pistols per year. To participate, you need to be part of the Civilian Marksmanship Program, CMP, Civilian Marksmanship Program. I don't want to get into the details here live on the air, but you need to, if you want one of these pistols, these will be the same pistols carried in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. I doubt that the one I carried in Vietnam made it back from Vietnam. It was sold to me privately, and I sold it privately. No, Lord knows where that pistol might be now. But, yeah, It's been a real struggle. Under the Obama administration, Hussein Obama did everything he could to prevent the M1 Garands from coming back to this country, the 1911s from being released. And by the way, the U.S. government spends $2 per pistol per day to store these things. It seems like an outrageous dollar amount to me, but that's what it is. Looks like Jimmy may be back with us. Jimmy, are you there, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I was there earlier. Just something between the phones didn't like each other.
Okay, well, we made it. That's all that matters. Jimmy, right. While we were waiting for you to get with us, I was telling about it looks like the civilian marksmanship program may actually have 1911 45 caliber pistols to sell in the not-too-distant future. This has been an ongoing dilemma for a number of years now, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. And that was the number one conversation this weekend at the gun show.
I bet.
We had a gun show in Ruidoso this weekend. Also, for our Firearms Monday tip of the day, tip of the week, practice. But throw a caveat in it. Practice with your wife's gun. Have your wife practice with your gun. If your children are shooting and everything, practice with their guns and have them practice with each yours and your wife's gun. Purpose for this, ladies and gentlemen, is get just as comfortable and just as proficient with your backup's gun as you are with your gun. There is always that chance, no matter how slim, that there may be a catastrophic failure in your firearm at a time when it's absolutely needed. So by practicing and practicing and using each other's weapons, you'll be able to sit there and shift from one to the other or back up. If that person isn't there, use their handgun and take care of situations that may arrive. Or if they're injured, or if you're injured and they run their reserves dry, they have a backup. Good thought, you think, John?
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. And I would take it a step further to include learning how to disassemble the firearm for cleaning, not a complete breakdown to all the minor parts, but disassembly to the part where you can clean it properly and learn in great detail how these firearms work, all the pieces that go into making them work. One thing I would not do would be to tamper with the sights. If I'm using my grandson's rifle and it's sighted in for him, I will not change the sights for me to use it for a training purpose. Because then the sighting, that would be burdensome to say the least. Now, if it's going to be a transfer that would take in some period of time, then go ahead and recite the firearm to suit myself. But if it's just going to be for a training day, no, don't change the sights just for a training day. What do you think, sir?
Perfect point, John. Tip on that, ladies and gentlemen. Your gun at 20 yards, you shoot dead on. You use your wife's handgun, and you consistently hit, let's say, 6 inches high and 6 inches to the left. The reason for that can be the style of gun, the grip, the sights themselves. If it's a different size handgun, now your trigger finger fits inside, and you may be pulling or pushing when you're firing the gun. Instead of changing your style of shooting, and like John said, never adjust the sights. Instead, get the mental picture on yourself, and you get this through practice and muscle memory. If you pick up her gun, instead of aiming dead center, aim 6 inches right and 6 inches low. And as John and I have talked several times, building that muscle memory You're used to your handgun. I guarantee you, you pick up your wife's gun or your wife picks up your gun, automatically you're going to know it is not your handgun. And with muscle memory training, you automatically change your sight picture or your point of aim so that you're hitting without adjusting their firearm. Like John said, adjusting the firearm is a last resort. And again, that would be for something you're going to be using it for some time. The cleaning part, John, excellent point. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a neat little tool. It's been out for a long, long, long time. Back, the original ones go all the way back to 1901 in the cleaning kit for the 1903 Springfields and the later modified slightly to the Garands. And it's called a boar snake. It's a very simple cleaning tool. They are caliber, not specific, but general. And all it is a specially constructed cloth snake or almost like a little rope. Has a weight on one end, very thin line, almost like parachute cord that goes through the barrel, and then you pull the snake through it. They make it for rifles and handguns. One thing that I teach people in long-range precision shooting is the pre-fire checks, and one of those is pulling a boar snake through the gun. Two things. One, it makes sure there's no obstructions. Two, if there is any grunge, dirt, garbage or anything in there, it wipes it out. Do that with your handguns as well. They make them for the handgun. Keep it right there, wherever you store your handgun. Habit is you're going to check your reserves anyway. Drop the mag, lock the slide back. In the case of a revolver, open the cylinder, drop your boar snake in, pull it through, look over the gun, oil as necessary if you want. Put a round in and lock it up, and you're ready to go. Pretty good technique to get into, John.
It is, and one of the advantages of a boar snake is it's very, very compact, making it useful for use in the field. Anything you can do to save weight and space when you're out in the bush is always helpful, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. On my AR-15s that have the A1, A2 stock with the storage compartment in the rear, I have two items in that one. One is a small survival kit, and it's just a bare-bones survival kit. It has cord, a means to make fire, and a means to signal, and a boar snake. In the one of the mods that I always do to my ARs is I change the grip, and I've got a particular one. It's known as an all-weather live rubber, with a storage compartment in the bottom. In that one, I have a Ziploc bag, and all of the Allen wrenches or anything that go to that gun, plus some spare springs and other small, basically a small OOPS kit, fits in there, and then the plug goes over the top of it. When I get ready to go out, pop the tail stock open, pull out the boar snake, run it through the gun, put it back in, I'm good to go. So, just a few things to think about. Plus, they make great stocking stuffers since it is that time of year again.
It is.
Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you buy from me or not. You can find these at all of your places that sell ammunition or gun parts, even Walmart. Just look, say you've got a 45 ACP, and you go in there, you look at the boar snakes, you'll have pistol on one side, rifle on the other. And normally on the 45 and the 38, your 38 will double as 9mm, 380, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, all same boar snake. Pistols, you'll have like 40, 41 mag, 45 ACP, and another size boar snake. So, excellent stocking stuffers, birthday presents. If you got a shooter at your company and everything else, you want to give them a card and maybe something as a thank you and a friendship gift for this time of year. Boris Snake's a nice, small, compact little item. And it's one of the most useful of the pocket projects that you can have with you in the field. Another conversation that we had at this gun show this weekend, John, watching my clock here, if most people understood, the tax bill went through Friday, Saturday morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning. The National Reciprocity Bill came out and is coming up, and I think it already passed either the Senate or the, I think it was the Senate. And that's the H.R. 38, I believe. I have to check on that number during the break. But also there is another bill that the Democrats brought up, and it's called the Fix-NICS Bill. The Fix-NICS Bill. And as the Democrats love to do, there's several restrictions on that one, such as federally mandating that if you are any kind of pain medicine or Chantix or something like that to stop smoking, they can come take your guns away until you have a doctor's note saying that you're sane enough to own a gun.
Well, the pain meds aren't the problem. What the problem is the psychotropic drugs. That's the
exactly
problem.
But in this Fix-NICS, they have included all the opioids, all the minor pain meds, and everything. Anything that can, as they put it, alter your perception, i.e. make you drowsy, they have included in on this thing.
Being sleepy and your brain slows down when you take pain meds on one hand. On the other, that's not the issue. The issue is psychotropic drugs that make you crazy. That's the issue, Grandpa.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. But when have Democrats ever done anything logical?
I know.
The conversation that we're talking about at the gun show is that from what people are hearing, and I heard it last night on Armed American Radio, they are trying, that bill passed through in record time. In fact, it set a new record going through the Senate. And what the assumption is right now, and we'll probably find out today, is they want to attach it to National Reciprocity Bill and attach both of those to the tax bill. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are some amendments that are being proposed by a couple of our gun organizations. GOA is one of them, and the other one, I think, is JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. They've got some amendments that would actually help it. Personally, most everybody else has just scrapped the whole thing. But call your congressmen and your senators today, ladies and gentlemen. 202-224-3121. We'll repeat that several times through the show. Tell them to vote against the Fix-NICS with no amendments, and to vote for the National Reciprocity Bill. And if they want to attach that to the tax bill, great, do it. That means by Christmas we'll have the foundation laid, John, for National Reciprocity. And we should be coming up on a break here very shortly. And after the bottom of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen, and give you a chance to get a pen and paper and be ready to take some notes on this, I'm going to go through, and for those that are not familiar with this National Reciprocity Bill, I want to go through, John, and I want to tell everybody what I have personally found out reading the bill, talking to Congressman Pierce, getting real good questions back and forth between his office and us here.
Hold that thought,
what
Jimmy.
What this looks like for us in gun culture coming up if it passes.
Okay. We'll get back to that after the break. Oh, that sounds good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 4th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Just before the break there, we were talking about a couple of bills to pay attention to and stocking stuffers. Another little idea for a stocking stuffer, ladies and gentlemen, and I find this thing to be just absolutely cool and awesome, and otherwise a real neat thing to have around. You know that we've and John have promoted the hand crank solar power radios, emergency radios, for a long time. And in talking about that, we've discussed that with the Kato radios, you can charge your cell phone, or you can charge your iPad, or Kindle, or whatever else you've got on it. We started carrying a new item that a friend of ours recommended us look at, and it's an electronic, for all intents and purposes, cigarette lighter. And it's fuelless, it runs, it's fully electric, and BMU has two safeties on the catch. It's waterproof, windproof, because there's no flame. And basically what it is a micro stun gun, and you flip the latches on it, pop the cover open, push the button, and there's a gap of about a little bit more than an eighth of an inch between the probes, and there's that zap going across there. Lights, cigarettes perfectly, cigars are a little bit on the large size, but I found out that if you're going to start a fire, you slide the paper in between the two probes, hit the button, and move it about 3 inches, and all of a sudden that paper is just a full ablaze. Was playing with it the other day a little bit over the weekend, last week, and a few small twigs, again, slide them in there and hit the button, and maybe a second or two, and they're burning, John. The item, it's called the Tecfire, TEKFIRE, and it's a trademark name, so you can find it real quick. They're $24.99. They charge off of your USB charger, or you can charge it off the Kato, or anything else. And since it's an entire field unit and everything, John, I really don't think it would be bothered by an EMP attack.
Well, it's possible. With what you're stating, it certainly is possible. EMP would not affect it.
But sorry about that. My phone just kind of gurked there for a moment. The screen went blank. I'd said that it was not affected by an EMP attack that I know of, because it's basically your static discharge, like your stun guns, things like that. But what I find unique about it is, if all else fails, this thing, and I've tried it out with some of our winds last week, 20, 30 mile an hour wind, and since there's no flame, there's nothing to blow out, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just a neat little stocking stuffer, or get one for yourself and put it in your everyday carry kit, your survival pouch, whatever. And it's just a really neat little item, ladies and gentlemen. Go and take a look at it and maybe pick a couple of them up. John and I are always the fan. If you pick up a really cool firearms-related thing for someone's birthday or Christmas and everything, it's always nice to buy two. That way you can demonstrate it for them. Correct, John?
That's right. Absolutely. That is absolutely true.
We always have to try one anyway.
That's right.
But it is that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. I know some out there don't observe Christmas as others do, and all of us are pretty much tired of the commercialization of it. But it is a good time of year that you thank your friends and your family and your coworkers, and if you operate a business, think about your regular customers that come to you for everything. And look at some of these little items, ladies and gentlemen. Use them as a stocking stuffer. And like I said, I don't care if you get from me or anybody else. Go looking and think of usefulness. We had a couple of other conversations at the gun show this weekend. We always have those individuals that, when we talk long-range performance shooting or precision shooting, every time, man, there's someone that's going, their dream gun is a .338 Lapua. And every time I ask them, have you ever fired one? Oh, no. Do you know anybody that has one? Maybe. Buy the ammo for them. Go to the range with them. I want you to put a full box, 20 rounds, down range with it, and then think about if you really want to buy that gun.
Yeah, and be sure you got the telephone number for your chiropractor handy, too.
Exactly. It's like I tell
and maybe,
folks.
And possibly physical therapists, and have some of those ice bags on hand as well.
Yes. I asked this gentleman this weekend, I says, are you familiar with the 300 Win Mag? And he goes, oh, yeah, my brother's got one. And I says, have you ever shot it very much? And he goes, yeah, I really don't like it. And I says, then you're going to absolutely hate a 338 Lapua. Because comparing a 300 Win Mag recoil to 338 Lapua recoil is about like comparing a 5.56 recoil to a 4570.
Here's our break. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 4th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. With Christmas gift giving season, you may want to think about an energy cleaner for that special person. I'm seeing now, I've been doing this now over 7 years, and I'm seeing more and more people are buying another energy cleaner for a sibling, an adult child, maybe a parent. It's a lot of fun helping people do this and get these gifts to their friends and loved ones. An energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. If you have issues with pain, it could be joint pain, arthritis pain. Almost everybody with arthritis pain gets relief, by the way. Back pain, doesn't matter. It will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help there. What a marvelous gift for somebody that is suffering. Help them get their life back. Only $285 should be included. And keep in mind, of course, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. This is a time of year that's really busy for me. This is my home business, my supplier, both energy cleaners and mattress pads. They get behind this time of year. But we do get caught up. We may be running a few days behind, maybe even a week or two sometimes, but we always get caught up this busy season. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hotline, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, and Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And Jimmy, let's continue our discussion here.
All right. As I promised everybody, we've been talking about the National Reciprocity Bill for some time now, and it looks like it's about to be a reality as long as someone doesn't throw some kind of a massive wrench in it somehow. I don't count on anything until it's been signed by the president.
Right.
But this new one, John, or actually this bill, it's been around for a while. You're going to love it. If you live in Arizona, which is a constitutional carry state, and you visit Maryland, and Maryland's law states that you can only have magazines that hold 8 rounds and that you're limited to this caliber or whatever, guess what? You actually get to conceal carry without a license, the exact same gun with the exact same mag with the exact same ammunition that you carry in Arizona. And the only limitation that will be put upon you is where you can carry. If they say that you cannot carry in a restaurant that has a bar, then you have to abide by that.
Right.
But
right.
They cannot regulate the type of handgun you carry, the ammunition that you carry, or the magazine capacity.
Well, another big advantage, Jimmy, is people that live in highly restrictive states such as California, New York, Illinois, they can get a Florida concealed carry permit or a Utah concealed carry permit much easier than they can in their home states, can't they?
Oh, yes. And that's one thing that is, I just think, I'm looking for it right now so I can give you the actual bill number and all. Cannot find my notes that I made. But the, yes, it is H.R. 38, and, bill so written, if you're in New Jersey and want to go over to your neighboring state and get your concealed carry license there, they have to honor it. They cannot restrict you. That's the beauty of this bill. It prevents local or state agencies or governments from hindering your constitutional right to conceal carry in their state.
Jimmy, you follow these legislative things somewhat closely. Is there any?
I
understand. Is there any motivation or any proposal to reverse and do away with the Lautenberg Amendment that you know of?
Refresh my memory on the Lautenberg.
Okay. That was the amendment that made misdemeanor domestic assault have the equivalent punishment of a felony when it came to firearms ownership.
I haven't looked into that one, but as you were talking, I was writing it down. I will see if I can find
that goes
about,
back to
any status on that
back,
by next week.
That goes back to about 1995. It was about 1995, I believe, when it was.
It was the first passed. Term of Clinton, I believe.
Yes, and here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give a real life example because I was talking to some FBI agents about this. Let's say it's 1970, and you're a 19-year-old Marine, and you come home on leave to visit your lovely wife unexpectedly, and you find your lovely wife is in a relationship with a man she's not married to, and you beat up that man, and so you get arrested. you get charged with misdemeanor assault involving this domestic dispute, and you're told by your attorney, it's just a misdemeanor, plead guilty to it, and it'll be no big deal. And that was 1970. So here we are in 1995, you're middle-aged, you've got your college degree, you're an FBI agent, and you had a stellar career working for the FBI, and the Lautenberg Amendment gets passed, and now you no longer can carry a gun, which means the end of your FBI career unless you go into some administrative branch of the FBI. And this happened to thousands of men all over the United States in 1995, 1996, where they had their careers and their lives devastated because of a misdemeanor violation that happened anywhere from 1 year to 20 or even 30 years prior. And it needs to be done away with, Jimmy. It really does.
Yes, I know what you're talking about now when you got into that. Because my experience with it was, and I still have never understood 100% if they made it stick or not, but there was a Coast Guard petty officer that did almost the identical thing that you described long before he was ever in the Coast Guard. He was a gunner's mate, worked with guns all the time, and they were trying to make sure that that same bill affected Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, Marines, anybody that carried a gun, it would affect them as well.
Right.
In the military.
Right.
And the best example that I got of that was that the Joint Chiefs basically told them where to stop it. But that still doesn't prevent them from trying.
I know.
So
I know.
I will check into that, yes. But the,
well, the one FBI
right now,
you know, I was talking to a couple FBI agents about this, and of course, back in the court records earlier than about somewhere around 1980 or even later, were not computerized. So mm-hmm. I said to the agents, I said, well, you know, there's no computerization of these misdemeanor convictions going back to the 70s and even into the 80s. And the agent told me, well, we're just relying on the agents to reveal that on their own, since there's no record, computerized record, that can be checked. And the records would be kept in more than 3,000 county courthouses. I believe it's 3,300 counties thereabouts in the United States, which is obviously a an administrative burden, to say the least.
Exactly, yes. And depending on how it went, you might some copies of those records were turned over to police or sheriff's departments to be in their system in case something happened again. They would have a record. So that would expand where you would have to look to see if there was anything involved with that. Yeah,
right.
A logistical nightmare would be a welcome relief in that particular case.
Well, like I said, it's one of those little, unless it affects you directly, it's something most people wouldn't think about. But it's changing, and we have a law. It's illegal to have ex post facto laws in the United States. Well, this is an ex post facto punishment. These men, the majority of them, would never have pled guilty to this misdemeanor at the time if they knew that at some point in the future the punishment would raise to the level of a felony.
Yep. And that's another reason why I have a very low regard for attorneys. My bride was just bringing me some coffee and just did exactly what I did earlier, missed the cup just by a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But ladies and gentlemen, today is the day that you get on the phone and contact your congressmen and senators, because this bill passed in the Senate, and has already passed in the House. So now, since there were differences in the bill, they weren't word for word, they have to go to reconciliation. And this reconciliation group, I can't remember how many it is that's in it, take the two bills, combine them, hammer out details, come up with a new combined bill. It goes over to the House, gets voted on. From there, it goes to the Senate, gets voted on. And then once that's done, then it goes to the president's desk. So call today, and today is very important because they're evidently going to have try to have this thing hammered out by Wednesday so they can get it passed and through both houses and get it to the president's desk as soon as possible, especially before Christmas. But today is the day. 202-224-3121. If your congressman or your senator hasn't supported it, that's the first question I ask, is when they answer the phone, who I am, give them my zip code or where I live, and ask them, does Congressman so-and-so support the National Reciprocity Bill, H.R. 38? If they say yes, commend him on it, tell him to give him an attaboy, and to help get out there and push this thing and get it through. If they haven't, ask them why. Why? What's their problem with this? Don't they understand that the part that says shall not be infringed? And be nice. That's my hardest part, is be nice, but be firm. They need to understand that you're their boss, not the Speaker of the House and not the Speaker of the Senate. You're their boss. A government of, by, and for the people. So today is the day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's tie up the phone lines up there. Text your friends, call your friends, email your friends, let them know what's going on. Give them the phone number, and let's get this, just get out there and get it done. Now's the time. I mean, we've been waiting for this. We've been fighting about this. John and I have both been griping about it being hung up by one person. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's laying right out in front of us. All of us that have grumbled and grumped and everything else about it have our chance to push it and get it through. It's so important, John.
We need a victory. We've had all this anti-gun hysteria with these mass shootings. A political victory right now would be very helpful to help us move forward to get the Hearing Protection Act passed also, wouldn't it?
Exactly. If we get this one done, then the Hearing Protection Act is the next shot, pun intended. But, ladies and gentlemen, we not only need to get a victory for the true conservatives that have brought this thing up and fought for it, and refuse to let it die, and refuse to let it, you know, go to the dustbins of government bureaucracy and sit there forever. We also need to hand something to the president that he can sit there and stand up to the people and go, see what your Congress did. They not only listened to you, they didn't butcher it, they created a good bill, I'm signing it, now get on them to get this done or that done. And it's very, ladies and gentlemen, I can't express the importance enough on getting this passed. The Fix NICS bill, the Fix Nix as they're calling it, that one, I'm hoping to find some information on the proposed amendments on it soon. And if I do, John, I'll email you with the details, so at least you'll have it for upcoming shows if you have open lines or whatever. But that one troubles me greatly because the language is not clear at all. In fact, it's just about as, you know, clear as a muddy puddle.
Which one is not clear? Say again, which one is not clear, Jimmy?
The Fix Nix. The Fix NICS that the Democrats put together.
right.
That bill, ladies and gentlemen, is almost, John, it's almost as bad as the Lautenberg bill. It's the one that they are lumping pain meds in with psychotropic drugs, and the way it is worded is any medication or drug that alters your perception. Now, that's got to be the biggest blanket I've ever seen, because anything that has a warning on it, including NyQuil, do not operate heavy machinery until you know how it's going to affect you.
Right.
That statement right there prevents you from passing a background check. This thing's a real piece of work. And the fact that it went through in less than 48 hours from conception to being voted on to being able to go out to the full House and Senate for a vote, it tells you that it's bad.
That'll be squashed. So, that thing will be squashed like a bug.
Yep. And from what I understood last night and what I found this morning, it was in committee for a full sum of 11 minutes. So that means they didn't even have time to read it.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stand on this. And when you've got your congressman or your senator on the phone, and you're talking about the H.R. 38, the National Reciprocity Bill, if you use that, that's a better way to put it than the H.R. 38, because I know the Senate's got a different number. So just the National Reciprocity Bill that just passed, you can put it that way. They'll know what you're talking about. And then once you have that covered, tell them, oh, by the way, flush the Fix NICS bill, write a new one that just does away with it altogether. And that should upset their day. But, ladies and gentlemen, now is our hour. And to quote Edwin Burke, the only thing, and this is going to be a butchered quote, John, the only thing for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
That's pretty close.
And this is the hour that we all need to be doing something.
That's pretty close. Well, I encourage people to join the Gun Owners of America. Another good group is the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. You do not need to be Jewish to belong, by the way. They do great work. Their researchers have found critical documents to show what's been going on for decades, half a century basically, behind the scenes, to really reveal the true nature of what's been going on with the anti-gun people. That the basis of the 1968 Gun Control Act, which is part of the Safe Streets Act of 1968, was basically the Gun Control Act 1968 is an English translation of the 1938
of the
Nazi gun laws.
Of Hitler's Gun Control Act.
Almost word for word.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was not for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO, we may never have found that out, because their researchers went to the Library of Congress and they found the request from Senator Dodd. Senator Dodd, by the way, was part of the Nuremberg War Crime Trials Tribunal. The request from Senator Dodd for an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws, which mm-hmm. he took and his staff took and almost word for word introduced as the Gun Control Act of 1968. It's an amazing story.
And, also another one, ladies and gentlemen, that if you don't know this, it might surprise you. JPFO is the one that uncovered the sealed document, which when you hear what this document was, you'll know immediately that it's illegal to seal it. But Dianne Feinstein's permanent concealed carry license for any caliber in California. and you know, she is the biggest piece of work on anti-gun legislation that there is. And, oh, my goodness, she's the only person, well, citizen, I would say, that it is a government official that has a permanent concealed carry license in the state of California.
Yeah, I was not aware that California CCW license are caliber specific.
They're like New Mexico, and I believe Texas is the same way. If you go out and get your concealed carry license with a 357 Magnum, then your concealed carry gun has to be 38 caliber or less.
Really?
You can't carry a 1911 or a 40 Smith & Wesson. And New Mexico, everybody that goes for their concealed carry license borrows, if they don't own, a 45 ACP for the qualification. And the it also goes to revolvers. If you're gonna, if your concealed carry license is gonna cover both semi-auto and revolver, that's how screwed up New Mexico is.
I went through that with Illinois. I had
seven revolver, and you're limited to 38 caliber or less in your revolver that you would carry. So
I had an Illinois concealed carry permit back in the mid '80s. Late 80s, I guess it was, due to my work as a private investigator. And that was basically, I had to qualify on both, a semi-auto and a revolver to be able to carry both. I had an Illinois concealed carry permit as a Missouri resident, which almost nobody had a concealed carry permit at all from Illinois. And to be an out-of-state resident with an Illinois concealed carry permit in the 1980s was pretty much unheard of by anybody, even in law enforcement. But
well,
I did have.
How special you are, John.
It took some
doing. People need to understand that the John Moore Show's host is an incredibly special person, and that warrants even a closer listen to every show.
Well, little
fun there with you, John. Just poking a little bit of fun.
That's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's another thing. When you go look at your concealed carry license for your state, we've had people, my friend Larry across the road that does the concealed carry classes, has told me that more than once people will come in that have signed up for the course, and they're doing the check-ins and things like that, and before he ever starts the course, because once the course is started, you can't change. So it's kind of basically an introduction to what they're going to be doing. The very first thing he covers is that caliber restriction and the semi-auto revolver restriction in New Mexico law. And being the entrepreneur that he is, at a very reasonable rate, basically I think it's a couple of bucks, and they buy the ammo. He has got the 45 Colt revolvers and the 45 ACP.
There you go. He covers all the bases.
Available to his students.
We have a break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can't.